morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Thursday, March 29th, 2018. We have 23 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast at the mouth of the river on the Columbia River Bar, we have combined seas maybe 3 to 4 feet through tonight. During those max ebb current times, though, it's going to be up to about 8 feet seas there. We had one about 4 a.m. this morning. Another max ebb period will be around 4:15 this afternoon. And today, northwest winds, 5 knots. Wind waves from the northwest, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells, 5 feet high at about 10 seconds apart. And today we're going to talk more about those new tsunami inundation maps for the Long Beach Peninsula and elsewhere in Pacific County and in southwest Washington on the coast. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 3 inbounders. We have 7 in the Astoria Anchorage and 4 at Rice Island, a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point on the river. You can see them from Astoria. And 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. We have the Cactus K arriving this morning from Japan. She's headed for Longview to pick up logs. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 3:30 p.m. You might see her in Longview by about 6 p.m. The Aegea Skippy is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be there by about 4 p.m. And the Bright Gemini, she's a wheat ship. She'll be, and a lot of our ships this week are wheat ships. I mean, we always have a lot, but wow, we've got way a lot this the past couple of weeks, it seems. Next, the Bright Gemini arrives from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's also going to eventually go upriver to pick up wheat. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Mitty Newport headed to Vancouver, leaving around 4 p.m. That would put her there at about 10 p.m. She's also a wheat ship going to the Port of Vancouver to pick up wheat. The Macheras is leaving the Astoria anchorage, headed for Longview. She'll leave about 9:30 p.m., about 6 p.m. rather, and get there at about 9:30 p.m. The African Queen is awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage, along with the Daria Shanti, the Danusa, the AM Quebec, and the Pacific Constant. In the Rice Island anchorage, we have the Cavo Alcyon. She's leaving the anchorage around 10 a.m. to go up to Calama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. And the MP Ultramax is heading out of the Rice Island anchorage, going to Calama to pick up wheat, leaving at about 11 p.m. And that leaves the Intuition and the AOM Molina awaiting orders in the Rice Island anchorage. In our outbounders, we have the Taijin leaving Vancouver. She could have copper concentrate on board, leaving at about 4:30 in the morning. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 10 a.m. The Oscar Elton Set is leaving the shipyard at Swan Island. She is a NOAA research vessel, so if you see a white vessel going by, later on, maybe she's leaving around 7 a.m., so maybe early afternoon, going by with one of those big, it looks like a golf ball sort of array. That's a radar array. It's part of their sensing equipment. This is a NOAA research vessel, so kind of interesting. She's been at the shipyard maybe for repairs, maybe to come in and change crews. Sometimes ships do what they call renting a lay berth, where they come in and they just have a temporary place to stay while they change crews, get supplies, things like that. The Inishi is leaving Longview with logs on board around 2 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound maybe around 6 p.m., 5:30, 6 p.m. today. The Globus Champion is heading out of Vancouver. She's got Subarus on board, so a high-sided vessel. She's leaving around 3 p.m., and that would put her past Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. And the Atlantic Highway is leaving Portland with Toyotas on board around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound maybe around 11 p.m. Well, today I want to talk to you some more about these new tsunami inundation maps that have just been released for areas in our listening area, including the Long Beach Peninsula. So I'm going to play a story for you by Tom Bonsi. He's a great reporter with the Northwest News Network. You hear a lot of his news stories. This has kind of got a maritime slant, of course, but about a concept that's very relevant to our region. So I'm going to play the story for you, and we'll talk about it a little bit. The worst-case scenario for flooding from a tsunami along the Pacific Northwest coast just got worse. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on new tsunami inundation maps for Southwest Washington.
Washington's Department of Natural Resources, with federal help, remapped the maximum tsunami threat from Grace Harbor down to the Columbia River mouth. Chief Hazard Geologist Karina Forson says updated science about the offshore Cascadia Fault Zone produces a bigger surge.
There are places in Ocean City where you have 50 to 60 feet of inundation modeled from this map, so it is quite shocking. That's on the outer coast if you're standing on the shoreline.
Forsen says the biggest difference from previous maps published in 2005 is that the tsunami waves penetrate higher up river and creek valleys. As before, all of Ocean Shores, most of the Long Beach Peninsula, and downtown Aberdeen and Hoquiam could be more than 6 feet under. Forsen says her takeaway is that low-lying coastal areas should be thinking about vertical evacuation structures. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.
And some additional information on this story from Tom. This is a quote from Forsen. This is really a tool to push for vertical evacuation structures and informing residents of the hazard where they live, Forsen said in an interview Wednesday. Our next step is working with local emergency managers and planners to update the evacuation routes and educate the community on where the best place to go to evacuate is. Forsen said the earlier and the new tsunami inundation maps both assumed a magnitude 9 earthquake. But the newer modeling produced a bigger movement of the seafloor at the Cascadia subduction zone, yielding a bigger tsunami. The first waves would arrive at the southwest Washington coast about 15 to 20 minutes after the earthquake. And he mentions in this information, the city of Long Beach on the southwest Washington coast has put a plan to build a tsunami safe haven on hold. The preliminary design called for a 32-foot-tall earth and concrete berm next to the Long Beach Elementary School. The flat top of this man-made hill would have offered a refuge for townspeople and visitors who otherwise couldn't get to distant high ground in time to escape a tsunami caused by a major offshore earthquake. But the latest modeling of wave heights suggests that the proposed elevation is not high enough. And so, just to recap a little bit about what I talked about yesterday, officials from the Washington Emergency Management Division will be joined by other experts in the Tsunami Roadshow event that's happening in Pacific County on April 10th. So to let you know where you can go and learn more about this, on April 10th, at 1 p.m. at the Richmond Timberland Library in Raymond, and on the Long Beach Peninsula at 7 p.m. on April 10th at the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum in Ilwaco. And so this is information to take in and use for planning purposes, as it says in this article. Now, this is planning for the worst-case scenario. So we're not talking about a distant earthquake in Alaska. That's a very different thing. We're talking about the earthquake you can feel. And so this, of course, is a very severe situation anywhere on the coast, but this is new information. Some of the factors that I've read about that can affect how high waves become is things like, where is the tide when a big earthquake hits? If it's high tide, of course, the waves could be higher. If it's low tide, that might minimize some of the flooding. If there's a heavy ebb happening, that could hold off a tsunami wave. There's so many factors and so many things to think about here. But this is an opportunity to prepare and think about this information and use it well. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.